Yeah, well, here's a little something. You know, I look at these and I just chuckle. How does that happen? There was a live broadcast, Mexican media outlet, RCG Media, covering the eclipse yesterday. And there's a man and two women on set. The three hosts are there talking, and they're showing the eclipse a little bit. And also, they have a full tight shot of a man's testicles. Yep, right up there in front of God and everybody. Oh, the look on their faces was something precious. Somebody's getting fired if they haven't been fired already, I'll tell you that. Yeah, they got it off there quickly, but, you know, that was not the eclipse they were expecting to see. I can tell you that, anyhow. Whoopsie. My bad. Whew. Yeah, anyhow. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell pleaded with his colleagues to take up legislation that passed the lower chamber by an overwhelming margin in an attempt to coerce the Chinese-owned ByteDance into divesting TikTok. The legislation concerning the popular social media app cleared the House 352-65 a month ago. Chuck Schumer must be getting some pretty good money to keep old TikTok where it is. America's greatest strategic rival, threatening our security right here on U.S. soil, said McConnell on the Senate floor. I'm speaking, of course, about TikTok. Yeah. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has been tight-lipped about when in the upper chamber will vote on TikTok bill, if ever. It's up to Lucky Chuck. He wants to keep TikTok around. I mean, look, they're a good payer. Their check's always clear. Why would you get rid of that? Yeah, why would you get rid of that? I mean, checks are always good. Let's see here. The Department of Justice refusing to turn over Joe Biden's recorded interview with Special Counsel Robert Hur, risking contempt of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
While you have people sitting in prison, like Peter Navarro for not answering a congressional subpoena, the Biden administration just gives its proverbial finger to the same subpoenas. Yep, they don't care. The Justice Department will not produce the audio recordings of former Special Counsel Robert Hur's interview with President Biden to House Republicans, putting Attorney General Merrick Garland at risk of being held in contempt of Congress, which will mean absolutely nothing. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, House Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan, have threatened to hold Garland in contempt over the Justice Department's failure to produce the records. Last month, they set Monday, April 8th, as the deadline to comply. Newsflash, they didn't. The Justice Department did meet with GOP-imposed deadline to respond, but notified lawmakers it would not turn over the audio files of Hur's interview about Biden's improper retention of classified documents from his time as a senator and vice president. The department is concerned that the committee's particular focus on continuing to demand information that is cumulative and information we already gave you. What the president, Mr. Hur's team, said in the interview indicates that the committee's interest may not be in receiving information in service of legitimate oversight or investigatory functions, but to serve political purposes that should have no role in the treatment of law enforcement files, Assistant Attorney General Carlos Urarte wrote in a letter to Jordan and Comer yesterday. Yeah, they are not going to give it up. We'll see. That interview, does it even exist anymore? Did they destroy it?
I don't remember who is this?
Yeah. Michigan property owners could have more expedient. Here's something. It's been in the headlines. I want to share this with you before we close out the program today because it makes sense to me. Michigan property owners could have more expedient processing of removing squatters under newly introduced legislation. This comes from my good friends at Michigan News Source. Love what they do there. State Representative Ken Borton of Gaylord seeking to change the current law in which police can remove people from trespassing on someone's private property. But those squatting can provide an obstacle to removal if they claim to have a legal reason to be there, you see. Michigan residents should not have to undergo lengthy legal battles to regain control of property they legally own and pay taxes on, said Borton. He's right. If someone enters a property illegally, they are a criminal. It shouldn't matter whether someone trespasses for 20 minutes or 3 months. Trespassing as a crime should be as simple as that. You know, general trespassing in Michigan is not treated as much of a crime. If you're trespassing to hunt, for example, and I know because I have private property that gets trespassed on occasion, To get a trespassing ticket in Michigan, you really got to irritate somebody. It's, first of all, you call law enforcement and you say, look, I've got somebody trespassing on my property. They say, well, tell them to leave. But they're trespassing. They're on my property and I don't want them to. Just tell them to leave. I'd like the sheriff's going. Chances of anybody coming out somewhere right around, not much at all. You really irritate someone, you might get a $50 fine in Michigan. That's how trespassing laws in other states are much more significant. Borton referred to a study from 2018 documenting more than 4,000 squatters occupying Detroit properties owned by the city's land bank authority. And so, I mean, there's problems out there. Other states passing laws quickly, like Florida did, to say that's not going to happen in Florida. We're not doing that here. Right? We're not doing that here. And they get through it quite quickly. And they said, no, we're going to be done with people occupying other people's property illegally. That's not okay in Florida. Should not be okay in Michigan. All right? If you're looking for high-quality dog food made in America, you need to try Great Lakes Pet Food. The highest quality pork and chicken, plus turkey now, too. Great Lakes Pet Food is the dog that I have used for my herd of canines for years now. Michigan-made Great Lakes Pet Food, not Chinese-made junk. GreatLakesPetFood.com. GreatLakesPetFood.com. Get it delivered right to your doorstep. You'll be happy you did. Your dogs will be even happier that you chose an American-made quality pet food over some junk made who knows where. Get American-made quality dog food at GreatLakesPetFood.com. Do that today. Make your dogs happy. And thank you for the folks at Great Lakes Pet Food for being one of our fine sponsors here on the program. We thank all of our sponsors that make this program possible every single day, and I thank you. Because without you, I'd be talking to myself. So it is, again. It's the Steve Gerber Show. I'll be back.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gerber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegerber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegerber.com.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. And it sounds like peace of mind, knowing our lakes will be better protected by placing Line 5 in the Great Lakes Tunnel. And that we've added extra safety measures while we work to build it. Because we're committed to keeping the Great Lakes safe for generations to come. Tomorrow is on. Visit Enbridge.com/Line 5 for more information. Enbridge. Life takes energy.